Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. We are now in Masach Nedarim Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet, and the Mishnah, which is at the very bottom of the Amud, is the middle of the second Mishnah, and we're going to see sections of this Mishnah presented and chopped up over the next Daf. Shvua she'eni yashen, and this is picking up from the previous Mishnah that talked about a konam, a korban, meaning a neder, involving inaction. Here, a shvua she'eni yashen, she'eni medaber she'eni malech, asur. That's a valid shvua. Korban lo ochalach, ha korban she'ochalach, lo korban lo ochalach mutar. Any one of those formulations, and we've already dealt with all of them, is mutar. The first one, korban lo ochalach, says what I won't eat of yours is a korban, which means what I eat of yours will be chulin. Ha korban she'ochalach, we said that's defined as that you're saying chayeh ha korban, you're actually swearing, as it were, by the life of the korban itself. And lo korban lo ochalach, we will see dealt with in the Gemara. Now the Gemara immediately says, mani matnitin, who is the author of the Mishnah? Reb Meir he. Why? Di Rabbi Yehuda lo shani le korban, v'lo shani le ha korban. After all, Rabbi Yehuda does not distinguish between saying korban and ha-korban. And here in our Mishnah, we saw that the author of the Mishnah said korban lo-ochalach, and then ha-korban she-ochalach is mutar, but that means we're flipping it. And Rabbi Yehuda would not make such a distinction. So, ema seifa, le-korban lo-ochalach mutar. How could that be a mayor? Vatanan, le korban lo ochalach, a mayor oser. Alright? V'yamar aviyaba, why is that? This is the third time we've seen this. Nasaka omer, le korban yehe, lefichach lo ochalach. What does le korban lo ochalach mean according to the way we interpret a mayor? Not what I will eat is considered a korban, but rather what, is not considered, what I won't eat is considered a korban, but rather I'll consider a korban, therefore I won't eat it. So therefore, in our Mishnah, the korban lo ochalach should be asur. So lo kasha hadamar le korban hadamar lo le korban or lo korban the lo habe korban kamar. If you said lo korban lo ochalach, then what you're saying is it's not a korban, and therefore it's mutar. If you said le korban lo ochalach, then it is the way that we interpreted it. So it's all remeir. All right. The next piece is shvua lo ochalach. Hashvua she'ochalach, lo shvua lo'ochalach asur. So the same exact phrases that we just had, this really now is Mishnah Bet. The same phrases that we just had in a shvu instead of a neder are valid shvuot. Now, michlal de hashvua she'ochalach de lo'achel namashma. So that means that the phrase she'ochalach means I'm not going to eat. Not I'm committing to eat, but I'm committing that I will not eat. Therefore, when it says Hashvua she'ochalach, the second clause in the Mishnah means I'm taking a shvua about what I'll eat, meaning that I won't eat. Or minhu, we have a challenge to that shvuot shtaim she'narba. The Mishnah at the beginning of Masachet Shvuot says there's two basic kinds of shvuot that divide into four: she'ochal v'shelo ochal, future; she'achalti v'shelo achalti, past. All right, so you see that she'ochal is I will eat, and she'lo ochal means I won't eat. And the kamar she'ochal, she'achalti v'she'ochalti, michal de she'ochalach, de'achil mashma. So obviously, she'ochal means I will eat, and therefore she'ochal means I won't eat. Because otherwise they're not two different things. So you see that in Shvuot, she'ochal means I will eat, not I won't eat. So Amar Baye, she'ochal shtei leshonot mashma. Baye says that she'ochal is an equivoke. It can mean one of two things. In other words, it's all contextual. Hayumasavin balechol, if people are telling you, come on, eat. V'mar achil na'achil, he says, yeah, I'll eat. V'tu shvua she'ochal, and he says, not only that, but I'm taking a shvua she'ochal to achil na'mashma. So from context, it's obvious that it means that you will eat. Aval amar lo achil na lo achil na, but if in response to their pestering you to eat, you say, I'm not going to eat, v'tu amar shvua she'ochal, and then you say, I'm taking a shvua she'ochal, then what it means is I'm taking a shvua about eating, meaning that I won't eat, to lo achil na kamar. So that's a Abaye's take, is that she'ochal can be read either way. It depends on the context. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, no, she'ochal de shvua she'iochal kamar. He says, she'ochal in a shvua always means she'iochal. I'm taking an oath about eating, meaning I won't eat. So imken pshita, so then it's quite straightforward that if you say, ha'shvua she'ochal lach, means you're not allowed to eat, because according to Rashi, that's what the word means. So it's pshita. So my member, why do you have to say it? So ma'udatema mekam leishna hida itkale. Maybe you mumbled and you stumbled in your words and you got confused. Not confused, but you said it in a confused way. Kamash palan, that we believe that what you said was what you meant to say, and therefore it's really asur. Now, Abaye lo amar tam k'Ravashi. Abaye did not agree with Ravashi. Why? The loktani she'ochal, because the Mishnah doesn't say that I won't eat. The Mishnah says she'ochal. Therefore, Abaye says the phrase she'ochal depends on context. Hashina dimin tam da Abaye. Why doesn't Ravashi accept Abaye? This is again a unique Nedarim lingo. Why doesn't Ravashi accept Abaye's reasoning? Kesavar she'ochal nami mashmash de l'shanot. Because he says not only does she'ochal mean either one, but she'ochal also means either one, which means, by the way, it's all meaningless. If they're bugging you to eat, v'amar lo achil lo achil, then you say, I'm not going to eat. V'amar nami shvua bein she'ochal ben she'lo ochal, and then you took an oath. Whether you said shvua she'ochal or shvua she'lo ochal, clearly, hadein achil na mashma de'amar. It's clear that you mean that I will eat. V'ika l'trutza nami leishna shvua she'lo ochal. And then you could explain that the phrasing of shvua she'lo ochal is shvua de'lo achil na kamar, meaning that I won't eat. Elatana paska she'ochal de'achil namashma. So it must be, since each phrase is just contextually driven, therefore if the Tana presented it, he must have presented it in the most straightforward way, which in she'ochal means I will eat, she'ochal lo'ochal mashma. In other words, Ravashi defeats Abaye by saying, not only is she'ochal an equivoke, but she'ochal is an equivoke. But if our Tana presented them as plain wrapped presentations, it must be that it's meant to be understood in the simplest way. She'ochal means I will eat, she'ochal means I won't eat. Okay. The next piece, which is the end of that Mishnah, is a zechomer b'shvot b'nedarim. And we assume that that's referring to the last statement of the Mishnah. This is where shvot are more severe than nedarim. V'chom nedarim b'shvot, how are nedarim more severe than shvot? Ketzad, we've seen this already. Amar konam sukkah shani oseh. If you say, the sukkah that I'm building is a korban to me. Lulav shani notel, or this lulav is. Tfilin shani meniach, or the tfilin are. Benedorim asur. If it's, you made it as a netter, it's also b'shvuot mutar. Why she'ein nishpa'in lavor la'mitzvot? You can't take a shvuot to violate the mitzvah, but a neder, which is about the object which you'd be using for the mitzvah, that is a valid neder. Now, the Gemara immediately jumps on this and says, Chomer michal de neder hu? So you're telling me that in the last clause, where you said shvua, she'ochalach, we said that is a valid shvua, but in the, just before that we said, in the case of a neder, it's invalid, but you're saying it's chomer b'shvuot, meaning shvuot is more severe. So in the case of neder, it's valid, which is not as severe. V'ham mutar k'tani, but the Mishnah said in such a case, it's totally mutar if you took a neder like that. The answer is asefa de'irach b'viktani. It's going back to an earlier piece of the Mishnah that said shvua she'ini yashen, she'ini medaber, she'ini mahalech. Remember we said, if you take a neder that you're not going to sleep or eat, etc., then only if you formulate it as related to the physical part of you, then it's valid. But in the case of a shvua, it's asur. Zechom shvuot b'nedarim, that's where shvuot are more severe, that a shvua can chabichal on an action, not just on a physical object. Now, chom b'nedarim shvuot ketzad. So, v'kana matni, amar v'gidol amar rav, we have the following lesson, rav tavyumi matni, he read it, amar v'gidol amar shmuel. So, either rav gidol either said this in the name of rav or shmuel, depending whose version you have, with the following statement. What's the source for this idea that you can't take a shvua to violate a mitzvah? It's a meaningless shvua. Talmud Lomer, therefore the Torah says, lo yachel dvaro. You take a shvua, you cannot violate your words. Your words. Dvaro lo yachel. And you took your own words, you can't violate it. But if it's God's word, you can violate it. Meaning if you took a shvua against God's word, that you can violate, because you have to do God's word. So the shvua cannot interrupt the mitzvah, cannot trump the mitzvah. Now, Maishna neder, so why are you saying that a neder does work? Dichtiv ishki dor neder la donai. So the notion is, you take a neder to God, meaning that your neder is strong enough to trump what God said. Same thing in the same pasuk. It says we're taking an oath to God. So Abaye now says this will be a conceptual split, not an essential split. In other words, the difference isn't that shvuot are inherently less powerful and therefore cannot trump a mitzvah, but it's just the way that a shvuah works, the mechanism of a shvuah is such that it can't interfere with a mitzvah, and a neder can. And he says as follows, Ha'adam ha'nat sukkah, if you say I'm prohibiting on myself the benefit of a sukkah, or if you say I'm taking an oath that I won't benefit from the sukkah. In the case of the neder, it was chal on the cheftza, and the cheftza is not covered by the Torah. In the case of shvuah, it's chal on you, and you're already forsworn to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. Rava challenges this. Amarava, chi mitzvot lahanot ninu. We have a general rule. Mitzvot lav lahanot ninu. Mitzvot are not about hana'a. Therefore, as an example, if you take a neder that you're not going to get any hana'a from a particular mikvah, if it is during the rainy season, when you otherwise aren't going to benefit physically from going in, you can go in for tefillat mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of tefillah, mitzvah lav lehanah, that's not called hana'ah. So Rava says, saying the hana'ah of a sukkah is prohibited to you is meaningless because sukkah is not about hana'ah. Ela amar Rava, hada amar yeshivat sukkah alai, hana mashvuah shelo yeshev basukkah. Again, it's mechanical, but it's less mechanical. Rava says, if you said yeshivat sukkah is asur to me, then it's on the cheftza, and therefore it's valid. If you said, I'm taking an oath that I won't sit in a sukkah, that's a meaningless statement. But is this really the source? And that's the source for saying that you can't be take a shvuah against the mitzvot. We have another source. Let's say that you took an oath that you wouldn't put on tefillin. And you fulfilled it, and you didn't fulfill it, and you put on tefillin anyways. I might think you're chayav for violating the shvuah. Tamid lomer laharahu leitiv. Classically, in the parsha of shvuat bitui, an oath of expression, where you commit yourself to something, or commit yourself to something that something is true, you say whether it's for bad or for good. So maha tava reshut, afara reshut. Just like doing something good, that means something beyond what is required. So hara is also something that's within your own domain, not against the words of the Torah. Yatzanish balatal mitzvah velo bital, as opposed to and excludes somebody who takes a shvuah to cancel, to violate what the Torah says, and doesn't do so. Shana should be ado. It's not up to you. It's not in the area of reshut, of neutral activities, but it's in the area of commanded activities. So why do you need both psukim? The answer is chad kar lemifter mikorban shvuah v'chad lemifter min lav de shvuah. The answer is one pasuk is there to say that if you took a shvuah to violate or to omit doing a mitzvah and you didn't keep your shvuah and you did the mitzvah, that you don't have to bring a korban for the shvuah. And the other pasuk is there to say that there is also no lav and therefore no malkot. Tov, we'll pick up in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.